Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now think of today's sermon as a play that's revealed in three acts. Okay, so you're going to hear three acts in this sermon. Each act provides us with information that we need to understand the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. The combination of these three acts leads us to understand the entirety of the play and the true message being conveyed. And as we move along from one act to another, the plot thickens until the truth and the purpose of the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ is revealed in the final act for all to see and understand. Now, keep in mind that I don't provide all the information in this passion. This is when your brain has to kick in as you remember the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ and mentally project the story that you remember with the words that I am speaking. Okay, so I'm not going to give you every piece of information, but as I'm presenting these acts to you, you have to project what you remember of the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. So keep in mind that this play is not an ordinary crime drama, a romantic comedy, or an adventure that we might see on a local stage or in a movie theater. This play is authored. It's the authored word of the triune God, the divinely revealed actions of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The characters revealed in this drama are actors playing their roles divinely and perfectly. Okay, here's Act One, the setup, the plot to kill Jesus. The chief priests and scribes, they enter and discuss the plan to arrest him by stealth and kill him. A false accusation is made as an admonishment is gossiped about themselves that the ointment is with which the woman anointed Jesus was wasted on him and could have been used to help the poor. The betrayer, the antagonist, Judas Iscariot, enters the scene, and a deal is struck with the chief priest. His greed moves him to seek personal financial gain by the betrayal of Jesus. Now while reclining at the table with Jesus during the celebration of the Passover, this antagonist, this betrayer, seems to follow Jesus. As the plot thickens, the betrayer, he goes forward with this diabolical plan of betrayal. Jesus and the band of disciples leave the upper room of the Passover celebration, and they move to the Mount of Olives. So now in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus prays, and he challenges his disciples' weakness of faith. The betrayer, the antagonist, gives a sign and carries out the act of betrayal. What happens? Jesus is arrested. Act two, the confrontation, the plot of evil accusation. The scene changes. Now Jesus is led away to the high priest. Testimony against Jesus is offered, yet is contradictory. Their testimony did not agree. The scene includes Peter. Peter's there, who is also confronted. A servant girl accuses, "You also were with the Nazarene. This man," she says, "is one of them. Certainly, you are one of them." The action moves to the governor's palace and Pilate's court. Pilate confronts Jesus with this charge. "Are you the king of the Jews?" Act 3. the resolution, the plot twists that saves. Salvation is foreshadowed as Pilate offers to release a prisoner. The man offered is a truly evil man, a rebel, an insurrectionist, a murderer, Barabbas. Jesus, the Son of God, is condemned in place of Barabbas. Jesus is led away to be crucified for the salvation of all people. A new character enters, a man named Simon of Cyrene. This man is drafted into service to carry the cross of Jesus, and it changes this man's life. Jesus is crucified and mocked by all. Passerby, the chief priest, described the criminals, other people. The ultimate agony is being abandoned even by his Father, his heavenly Father. This, though, is the climactic moment of our justification. It's the separation from his Father is Jesus' final payment for our sins. The scene briefly shifts now to the temple, where the curtain is torn from top to bottom, and then back to the foot of the cross, where the Roman centurion says, "Truly, this man was the Son of God," as he watches Jesus die. The final saying is the burial of Jesus' lifeless body. In death, Jesus is honored more than in life. The scene is set for the sequel to follow. The resolution to the matter of mankind's sin is complete. That is to say, by this drama, 2,000 years ago, you are forgiven. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen.